Global expansion. Globalization strategies seek to achieve growth by expanding the market for an organization's products outside the organization's current borders. The organization is not changing its essential business focus. It is expanding its geographical market. As existing markets mature, organizations must either reinvent themselves and their products/services, such as by lowering costs, or find ways to add customers. Globalization strategies can provide those customers and cost savings. A global strategy may be attractive for different reasons. It can provide access to new customers. This is attractive to organizations that face saturated demand in their home market, for example, from imitators. It can lower costs and improve competitive position. Competitive advantage can come from a variety of sources. Increasing revenue with the same production costs lowers unit costs and creates economies of scale. Larger operations have more bargaining power with suppliers. New locations can lower transportation costs by shortening distances to raw materials or customers. Certain markets have less expensive labor or access to specialized skills or new technologies. It can be a response to negative conditions in the home country. For example, an organization may determine that its profitability is being limited by government regulations or trade barriers. Skilled workers may be scarce. Profit sanctuaries. Globalization has an effect on the organization itself. It creates new competencies, capabilities, and allies. One example of a globalization competency is the ability to determine which foreign markets are most likely to become profit sanctuaries. As discussed in Crafting and Executing Strategy, a profit sanctuary is created when an organization expands into a foreign market and enjoys a strong and protected competitive position, which then supports competitive activities in the organization's domestic and foreign markets. A global organization with a profit sanctuary can afford to compete more aggressively against its domestic rivals, for example, by cutting prices and margins, because of the profits from outside the domestic market. The domestic rivals are forced to respond but lack the same resources. The strategy can also be used to enter and eventually dominate new foreign markets. The profits from its sanctuaries allow the global organization to compete aggressively with domestic rivals in the new market. Pharmaceutical organizations have used profit sanctuaries. When regulations and market size restricted growth in Europe, many companies entered the U.S. market, where they earned considerably more profit. These profits were directed into product and market development and competitive activities. Fair trade agreements, such as those monitored by the World Trade Organization, aim at protecting markets from extreme competitive practices such as dumping. In dumping, an organization sells its goods into a foreign market at prices well below normal or well below its costs of production. International strategies. Crafting and Executing Strategy defines an international strategy as simply the way an organization competes in more than one country. In other words, it is the way a global organization structures the relationships of its parts, the relationship between the headquarters or home country and the host countries. There are three major types of international strategies: global, transnational, and multi-domestic. Exhibit 1-32 maps these orientations against two factors: global integration and local responsiveness. Global integration is the degree to which a multinational organization standardizes and integrates its activities. Local responsiveness is the degree to which a multinational organization allows its foreign divisions to act independently to meet local tastes. Exhibit 1-32. International Strategy Orientations. Global/Multinational Strategy. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a global or multinational strategy as one designed to outcompete rivals that focuses on opportunities to achieve cross-business and cross-country coordination, thereby enabling economies of scope and an improved competitive position with regard to reducing costs, cross-country subsidization, and so on. A global strategy aims to think global, act global. The organization is highly standardized in that it relies on the same products with some minor customizations, sold under the same names, and it pursues the same business strategy. Decision-making is centralized. The organization commits to building strong brands and uses common marketing channels and messages. For example, some components may be manufactured in countries where raw materials are closer or skills are more available. Assembly occurs close to the customers. If a disaster halts operations in one country or additional capacity is needed, another country may be able to step in. An organization pursuing a global strategy will benefit from the transfer and sharing of capabilities across borders. Competitiveness is helped by a strong, globally recognized brand with features carefully planned for a global, not local market. Economies of scale and/or local proximity could be advantages. A global strategy's challenges include a need for leaders who have global perspectives and cultural sensitivity. Management is complex since integration takes more thought and time. Product may be moving around more, leading to an increased cost for transportation and cross-border tariffs. The organization also trades the ability to adapt to local markets for the strengths of global brands. Transnational strategy. A transnational strategy aims at achieving some degree of both standardization and local responsiveness. This orientation is referred to as think global, act local. This may be appropriate for an organization whose products and services will be more competitive in local markets if they appeal to distinctively local needs and the customization can be accomplished cost-effectively, such as by postponement or assemble to order. Multi-domestic / multi-country strategy. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a multi-domestic or multi-country strategy as one in which each country market is self-contained. Customers have unique product expectations that are addressed by local production capabilities. The expression think local, act local relates to this strategy because the organization is highly decentralized. All divisions operate independently and products vary from one market to the next. The organization is responsive to local conditions and needs. Consider a cosmetics company with cross-border subsidiaries. Local businesses develop products and packaging that are aligned with local shoppers' needs. The products are marketed using local competitive practices such as focusing on small shops. This approach allows local businesses to act quickly on threats and opportunities. It does not, however, promote local to global innovation, organizational learning, and competencies. Use the increased customer base for economies of scale or brand recognition.